News every 15 minutes, weather every 10, and sports twice an hour.
News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM.
You're listening to Montana Morning with Peter Christian.
Two people are dead, seven injured, and now negligent homicide charges filed in a rollover crash that occurred Saturday night between Missoula and Bonner. Good morning, everyone. It's Montana Morning for Monday, August 7, 2017. Smoky skies. There is an air quality alert throughout western Montana, and we have 57 degrees in Missoula. Two people are dead, seven others injured on Saturday night after the driver of a Jeep Wrangler lost control and rolled the vehicle on Interstate 90 near Bonner. Highway Patrol Trooper Benjamin Panis has details.
Crash on I-90. There were a total of nine people in the vehicle, so a driver and eight passengers. Two of the passengers were ejected and died at the scene. There was one male and one female. The female was in her mid-30s, and the male, I believe, was in his late 20s.
With information just received this morning, negligent homicide charges have been filed against 42-year-old James William Bayford for allegedly causing the fatal rollover crash that occurred Saturday night. Bayford's in the Missoula County Jail on $300,000 bond for allegedly grabbing the wheel of a custom-fitted Jeep Wrangler that was transporting customers from the Testy Fest at Rock Creek Lodge, causing the vehicle to roll into the median. Two people, a male and a female, as we just heard, were ejected and pronounced dead at the scene. Seven others, including Bayford, were injured and transported to the hospital. The vehicle, in use for the first year at the festival, was specially designed to shuttle customers to and from the event, specifically to prevent drunk driving accidents. According to Highway Patrol Trooper Benjamin Panis, the accident occurred just after 8 p.m. while the vehicle was westbound toward Missoula at mile marker 111 between the Bonner and Tura exits. Panis said speed was not a factor in the accident, but alcohol was suspected to have been involved. The accident remains under investigation by the Montana Highway Patrol. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty of the shooting death of a Montana sheriff's deputy in May. Broadwater County Attorney Corey Swanson filed the notice on July 25th with the 1st Judicial District Court in Townsend. Lloyd Barris has pleaded not guilty to about two dozen charges filed against him, including accountability to deliberate homicide and the death of Deputy Mason Moore. Moore was trying to pull over Barris and his son on U.S. Highway 287 early May 16th when shots were fired at his car. A trooper found Moore dead. Barris' son Marshall is believed to have fired the fatal shots, died in a shootout with officers near Missoula hours later, as we reported here on KGVO. An investigation found the father and son had gone out that night intending to get into a gun battle with law enforcement officers. The Ravalli County Sheriff's Office has cleared the Missoula Police Department of any wrongdoing in the suicide of a murder suspect that occurred on July 23rd. Sheriff Steve Holden said the investigation received input from several law enforcement agencies as well as eyewitness testimony. The suspect was under surveillance as being a part of a homicide of a woman in Jefferson County.
Missoula PD tried to stop a car when Christopher Ray Phillips, 32-year-old male, was an occupant of that vehicle. As the police officers made the stop and were actually calling for backup and giving verbal commands to the occupants of the car, a police backup vehicle pulled onto the scene. They heard a gunshot.
Holden said the investigation clearly showed the suspect took his own life.
Through our subsequent investigation, there's several witnesses, so there's several interviews and evidence collection. It's very clear, and we can conclude that it was a suicide. Phillips killed himself by gunshot wound to the head while he was still inside the vehicle.
In addition, the Jefferson County Sheriff and the Montana Department of Justice's Division of Criminal Investigation released initial findings from an autopsy of 45-year-old Cassandra Dean Morrison of Butte. Morrison was found deceased July 23rd on the side of the road near Jefferson City. The autopsy confirmed that Morrison's death was a homicide resulting from multiple gunshot wounds. Yellowstone National Park has decided to convert part of its bison trap into a temporary brucellosis quarantine facility. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports park officials announced last week they would bring a portion of the space up to federal and state standards to open a facility where animals could be certified as free of brucellosis, a disease that causes animals to abort their calves. The decision comes after months of discussion with state and federal livestock officials after a group of bison park officials wanted to quarantine at a tribal reservation could not be moved because of legal conflict. Park officials expect to finish the process this fall. They hope to later find a long-term space where the bison can be quarantined outside the park. What about all this smoke? Well, on Friday and Saturday, the Department of Environmental Quality issued an air quality alert that encompassed most of western Montana, including Granite, Lake Mineral, Powell, Ravalli, and Missoula counties, and that air quality alert is still in effect today. DEQ meteorologist Kristen Martin says satellite imagery of the smoke helped trigger the alert on Friday.
Well, we're seeing on satellite a lot of smoke moving across west central Montana today. Most of that smoke is centered near the active fires this morning, with hazardous air quality around Sealy Lake and the Quartz Creek area near the Sunrise Fire. But we are seeing unhealthy for sensitive groups in the Missoula area, the Bitterroot, and Phillipsburg.
The shifting smoke makes it difficult to know where the air is unhealthy or even hazardous. But Martin has a handy tip for everyday citizens who need meteorological info on the fly.
We recommend having a location that you know the distance of, say, a mountain range 5 miles away and another one 10 miles away. And in Missoula, there's so many mountain ranges around that is something you can do ahead of time. When those certain features move away, it kind of gives an indication of how bad air quality can be. Hazardous air quality is generally when visibility gets below a mile.
Firefighters say some of the fires burning near Missoula now, like the Lolo Peak Fire, will likely continue burning until October, so being able to judge air quality will prove to be a useful tool. Crime in Missoula ebbs and flows. Sometimes the Missoula County Attorney's Office will deal with a dozen or so felony cases in what might be called a light week. But according to Deputy County Attorney Jason Marks, this past week was far from a light workload.
We have actually had a very busy week. We filed 23 new cases in the last week, including the double homicide case I know you guys reported on. Also, we charged Brian Young with attempting to kidnap a casino attendant here in town at Knife Point. He had fled, and we got a warrant, and he was arrested by Highway Patrol.
Though many cases were high profile, the number of meth cases in Missoula is a disturbing reminder of the new normal when it comes to drug crime.
I wish I could say otherwise, but we filed four or five drug distribution cases involving methamphetamine. Two of those were related, but the others were not. Kind of the usual gamut of things, from burglary to felony DUI to domestic violence, theft, all that sort of stuff.
There were also a fair number of assault charges last week, many of them between partners or family members. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke says he is not recommending changes to Arizona's Grand Canyon Parashant National Monument. The reserve west of the Grand Canyon is the fifth Zinke has removed from an ongoing review of national monuments for possible elimination or reduction. Zinke said the Arizona site has some of the most pristine geological formations in North America, quote, which show the scientific history of our Earth while containing thousands of years of human relics and fossils, end quote. The million-acre site overseen by the Interior Department was designated as a monument in the year 2000. The designation protects it from energy development and other activities. Zinke is reviewing 27 national monuments designated by previous presidents. Well, the U.S. is in a rare bullseye for the total solar eclipse coming up 2 weeks from today. It'll be the first full solar eclipse in nearly a century to stretch coast to coast. It'll also be the first in the lower 48 states in 38 years. The sun, moon, and Earth will line up perfectly that Monday, turning day into night for a few minutes from Oregon to South Carolina. A partial eclipse will extend up through Canada and down to the top of South America. The total eclipse on August 21st will last just 1.5 hours as the lunar shadow sweeps across the country. Our news talk time now is 6:13.
News Talk, KGVO.
Missoula's official weather station.
Smoky sunshine with our high temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s. Mostly clear tonight with our lows in the mid-50s. We'll see areas of smoke on Tuesday with an isolated thunder threat Tuesday night. I'm meteorologist Brooke Foster for Missoula's KECA 13.